Welcome back to the Sam Clark Show. I had said that I wasn't going to come on here because I'm about to have a baby today, and it's kind of what you call crazy. A lot of people don't see how I'm doing any of the things that I'm doing post having a baby today. But I wanted to come on just this last time just to say something, because if I don't get time, because my time will be totally dedicated to my baby girl for the rest of my life, I want to come on here and say that having a child is not a death sentence, nor is it a what you call a life-ending sentence. And I think for most mothers and for just most people, that sometimes you have to look at the positives in your life and not focus on the negatives. And I have learned this in these past couple of weeks, that when you focus on the negative, it's easy to focus on the things that's happening to you right now in a negative way versus the positive things that you get out of the negative situations. And the only reason why I want to come and speak on this podcast today is because something just, the Holy Spirit said, you need to just speak your mind. Speak how you feel about negative people or negative situations or negative anything. And then once you speak on it, we know, leave it alone. So I'm going to tell you guys what really sparked my interest to do this podcast today. I had a friend call me a couple of days ago, and she was very transparent. And she said, you know, she noticed that my Facebook posts were, like, really snappy or really, like, you know, not coming for people, but just, like, she just noticed my Facebook was just, like, different. And she just wanted to come check on me, see how I'm doing, and everything. And, I won't speak that person's name. That will remain confidential. But I was glad when she mentioned, when we were talking, she said, I think that will be a good podcast for you to come and talk about. All of the things that I've just spoke about just this past couple of minutes. And I said, okay, you know, I'm going to take you up on that. And today, this happened to be the day. The day that I'm about to have my baby girl, this happened to be the day. Because not only do I want my child to know who I am, but I want my child to embrace who she is, no matter what anybody has to say about her, good or bad. Because at the end of the day, people are going to say what they're going to say. One piece of advice that I think I did get from someone who had not such an expected experience was that everybody's experience when they have children are different. And you have to take what people say not to heart, but to understand that that was their situation, that was their opinion about their situation. So even when we have these people who post things about presidency or about anything that you can see on Facebook, they're just mere opinions from people who feel ways that they feel based off their experiences or based off of what they wasn't afforded or based off of what may have come their way that maybe nobody has helped them to look at it in a different light. So I'm gonna say this. My father was a person that monitored who he let into his space and who he allowed to come into his space to say certain things. I just recently had somebody violate my trust, by sharing information that I felt was not her place to share. And coming from a person who is very outgoing, love to talk to people, love to deal with people, it was a negative response, but I wanted to respond to it positively, but I didn't. I responded to it negatively because we're people, we're human beings at the end of the day. And sometimes the way that we respond to things are not always the best. People can say things to upset you. People can do things to upset you, but you have to stop to look at what would God have you do in that situation when you're accepting negativity or when you're faced with adversity, when you're faced with situations that you don't quite understand why people do the things that they do, but they do it. And this was exactly what me and my friend was talking about a couple of days ago. And it's just kind of crazy that I should have made this podcast a couple of days ago, but I didn't think about it till just now. It just sparked in my spirit that, you know, Mahalia, when you say what you're going to say, let it be meaningful and purposeful, because somebody is listening to this podcast. Somebody is going to receive what you're going to say. And back to what my father would have responded, would have been to say nothing. And I always wonder why that was. You know, he never let people raise his blood pressure. He never let people come into his space and say things that, you know, true or false. He just didn't care for those kinds of people. He just kind of just said, you know, okay, if that's your opinion, fine. You're entitled to it. But don't make your bad experience be another person's bad experience because you didn't know how to handle it. Or because you didn't know how to pray about it and ask God to remove that from your life. Everybody's not a Christian. Everybody don't know God the way that you know God. So do not get offended if some people say things that is just their pure experience. Like they don't, whether you know God or not, you know, like this presidency, like everybody's talking about Christians and like being a Christian had nothing to do with voting. Let's just like put that out there. Being a Christian has nothing to do with you going out and casting a vote. I don't know. And if anybody disagrees with this, you can come on my podcast and you can talk. We can talk about it today, or you can leave a message if you want to. We probably can't talk about it today, but I'm going to say it. Whether you are Christian or not, it doesn't have anything to do with voting. Being a Christian has everything to do with you understanding your love for Christ. And who you are and as a person and your relationship you have with Christ. It has nothing to do with who you vote for. Because you can be a Christian all day and clap your hands and say praise the Lord in these churches and wear Black Lives Matter shirts and all kinds of stuff and not believe and understand what the Word of God is saying. So people need to stop associating things with things that do not go together. Because whether you're a good person, bad person, it doesn't matter. What you do, how you treat people, that's how God judges you on your heart. So if you're feeling like you're not doing right, you're not living your life right, you're not saying things to people right, you're not walking your life right, then that's a conversation you and God need to have. That's no vote is involved in that. Okay? People need to stop saying, you know, I'm a Christian, I voted for Biden, or I'm a Christian and I voted for Trump. It don't matter who you voted for. Just understand that whatever your reason is just as valid as anybody who say that they go to church and they believe in the Lord, you know, Jesus Christ is their savior. People need to stop throwing God in stuff when they want to validate their opinions, to make their opinions right, to make what their side is right. Because at the end of the day, God doesn't look at any of us that way. Now, the people who are about to get up into this office, whatever they do, got nothing to do with what God is going to do for us in our life and in this season. People need to focus on what God is saying to them, not about what these candidate folks are saying and doing, because they're going to say and do what they're going to do. But God is all powerful. He is over all of that. So when Christians start saying about the votes and what they casting and how that's important, that's not important. You can be a Christian all you want to, but understand how that does not correlate to you serving the God you serve while going to cast your vote. Go cast your vote, but don't judge those people that don't want to vote for the person you feel as though they should vote for. Or don't judge those people because they're not educated in understanding about the candidates that they chose. Don't judge them. Pray for them. We got to start learning how to pray for people instead of getting on and start coming for folks on things that we feel as though they should know. Because at this point, it is apparent that the reason why we're still in the situation with COVID is because we still not have mastered that it is not about us at all. We still not have mastered that the experiences that we all have are just what they are. There are experiences. These experiences are supposed to help you grow as a person. It's not supposed to judge you like the world judges you. It's not supposed to put you no place like the world does, because the world do it quick. But what we have to teach our children, what we have to teach ourselves, is that no matter what the opinions are, we have to look at the facts. And all Jesus ever did when he walked the earth and he did his teachings was told the truth. So regardless on if you're a Christian or not, and you know, Christian folks get caught up in this. They get caught up in the, you know, oh, I'm saved, holy, sanctified, favored by the, you know, Holy Spirit. You hear it all the time, right? They say these phrases. That's fine. You can say whatever phrases you want. Just as long as you're doing what you say you believe. I don't care what you do, but how you say it, you could turn anything into a t-shirt now. Anybody can wear it. But when you walk that walk, regardless of talking it, that is what God wants to see. He don't want to see people saying things because it sounds good. And everybody's like, oh, yes, amen. And you comment on people's posts. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yes, praise the Lord, highly favored. You know, we need to stop doing that. I'm not getting on any evangelist out there who does this all the time. I'm not getting on any Christian folks who do this all the time. I'm just saying we need to get away from the phrases and get more to the content of understanding what the phrases really mean. Because that is what's the power in getting people to come to Christ. That is the power in getting people to come to understand and realize that there is a message out there. You just need to understand how to receive it. You know, because you can say anything to anybody, but if you don't, you're not on the receiving end to receiving what somebody's telling you, good or bad. You're going to miss the message. Okay? I need for folks to, you know, I'm not saying because I'm in my feelings today, because, you know, I could have very well come on this podcast and told everybody off that ever said something negative to me, who has ever disqualified me as a human being. But what I'm going to say is that's not my place to do. And it's certainly not anybody's place on Facebook or Twitter or any of these other things that people post things on with these memes and all other kind of stuff. It's not anybody's place to tell anybody where they're going to be, how they're going to be, and what it's going to be. Only God knows that. So, with that being said, I just wanted to come on and say something positive to everybody today. If you are a person who is in need of prayer, or you're a person who need to come to Christ and you don't know how, search and find and seek his face first. Seek first the kingdom of God. He will give you the answers and he will show you the way. Okay? Don't go on people's Facebook believing everything that somebody has posted about what Christ is saying about the candidacy or anything else. You got to go and talk to God personally. And I believe this because everything that we're posting and stuff could just be because we're in our feelings, because we want what we want, but we don't want to give up nothing. And that's the thing about people. You know, God is saying to us, we got to be able to give up get out of our own way so that he can come in and show us the way. So everybody needs to be in that place and in that position to be able to receive that. You know, we don't know where we're going. We don't know where this COVID thing is going. Nobody can predict what anything is going to happen and how it's going to happen. And it's a good thing. And I'm going to say today, because this is even for myself, I don't know how anything is going to go. But what I do know, it's going to go just the way God planned it. So I hope that everybody has a blessed day. I hope that you receive my message today. And know that I'm not posting this podcast to get at anybody, put on nobody on Front Street, Christian or not Christian. I just wanted to just share that with y'all because that came in my spirit and somebody spoke to me and said, you need to make a podcast about it. And I said, okay. So I answered that person's request. I hope y'all have a blessed day. When baby gets here, I probably will not share her to the world until I feel comfortable, because there are a lot of people out there that are just hoping for things to go wrong. But I'm praying that everything goes right for all of you who listen to my podcast and who believe in the power of Christ. Have a blessed one.